series of profit warnings dragged down Wall Street yesterday. The Dow fell more than 400 points, a loss of more than 4%. The Nasdaq Composite fell even harder. The tech-heavy index lost more than 6% and closed below 2,000 for the first time in more than 2 years. Commentator Paul Podolsky believes the numbers don't tell the whole story.
By 5 a.m. most mornings, I'm on my way to work at a downtown Boston trading floor. I carry with me the standard tools of the trade: a data pager, Palm Pilot, cell phone, and super-thin laptop. The pager carries live prices from markets already trading in Asia and Europe. On the phone, trading desks in London or Singapore sound as if they are next door. But now, quite suddenly, these new miracles of the market economy don't seem so miraculous. There are more than whispers that the party is finally over as the Nasdaq erases 2 years of gains. In the foreign exchange market I track, there is talk of the dollar plummeting. It's now as cool to brag about being short as it once was to boast of being long. It's a shift so sudden, Fed Chief Greenspan publicly frets about the risk of an abrupt break in confidence. So what's real? The newfound pessimism or our erstwhile faith in the future? Investors, after all, are supposed to be rational. How can we hate the Nasdaq at 2,000 when we loved it at 5,000? Here's one explanation: because we are human, flawed in our ability to see the future, but relentlessly striving to do so anyway. Risk attracts us, be it clambering up a mountain in Nepal or betting your future on a computer chip. Perhaps 75% of people who make trades in the futures market lose money, yet the exchanges flourish. But risk can have a precipitous downside. Some mountaineers get lost, or worse. Others, however, are rewarded with a sunrise over snow-capped peaks. Yes, plenty of people lost money or jobs in the wake of the Nasdaq's recent fall. But creativity isn't neat. The broken eggs make the omelet. Imagining a different future, a future that seemed like sci-fi when I was a kid, is always a bold risk. And we sometimes get carried away. Economic policymakers battling irrational exuberance one quarter wrestle with ebbing confidence the next. For those charged with minding the economy, anticipating our mercurial nature is no easier than guessing at the next pivot of a school of minnows. But that is their problem, and too much of the focus is on central bankers anyway. It was heretical to doubt on the way up. It feels just as crazy to be bullish on the way down. But I am bullish. Creativity brought us where we are today. That will endure, even if the Nasdaq at 5,000 didn't.
The comments of Paul Podolsky, chief foreign exchange strategist at Fleet Boston Financial.